Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in 17 BRICS summit beginning tonight. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda says India's health policy today has moved on from curative treatment to preventive treatment. Union Minister Piyush Goyal stresses that India's free trade agreements will never come at the cost of national interests. And Union Minister Amit Shah says cooperative societies have an important contribution to economic development of the country. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro that begins tonight to enhance cooperation among the member countries. The 17th edition of BRICS summit will take up issues of global governance reforms, climate change challenges, artificial intelligence, among other things. It wants to form a framework to collaborate on expanding cooperation in the areas of health, ethical use of artificial intelligence to solve global problems, reform multilateral banks to meet the financial needs of meeting the challenge of climate change, and also want to foster a balanced and inclusive global governance. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today distributed appointment letters to over 1,200 nursing officers in the national capital along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Addressing the event, Mr. Nadda said that India's health policy today has moved on from curative treatment to preventive treatment. He remarked that health setup of the nation today has become inclusive, focusing not just on treatment but also on rehabilitation. Mr. Nadda pointed out that despite being allotted 1,750 crore rupees 4 years ago under the PM Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission, the previous Delhi government failed to utilize a single penny.
प्रधानमंत्री आयुष्मान भारत हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मिशन जो 2020-21 से प्रारंभ हुआ उसमें हमने 1700 करोड़ रुपए दिए हुए 21 से लेकर के 20th फरवरी 2025 तक एक पैसा नहीं खर्च हुआ और अब ये रेखा जी के कंधों पर जिम्मेवारी आई है कि उनको अब 8 महीने के अंदर ये 1700 करोड़ रुपए खर्च करके दिल्ली की जनता के लिए लगा और दिल्ली में अब रहने वाले 70 साल उम्र के जो भी व्यक्ति होगा तो जिंदगी उसको प्रधानमंत्री जी का 5 लाख रुपए हर साल मिलता रहेगा इलाज के लिए.
During the occasion, Mr. Nadda and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta also flagged off the Ayushman Bharat registration vans. These vans will provide registration for the Ayushman Bharat at the doorsteps of residents of the national capital. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal stressed that India's free trade agreements will never come at the cost of national interests. Speaking at the FTII Traders Conclave in Srinagar, Mr. Goyal said the government is committed to ensuring that all trade deals are reciprocal and protect the interests of Indian traders and manufacturers. In a clear message to traders in the region, the minister emphasized that the centre will not compromise on sensitive sectors or regional concerns while negotiating market access with foreign partners. Mr. Goyal's comments come against the backdrop of the India-US negotiations aimed at concluding a bilateral free trade agreement before the July 9th deadline for the 26% increase in US tariffs on Indian exports kicks in. A trade agreement would exempt Indian exports from the tariff hike. Union Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah has said that cooperative societies have an important contribution in the economic development of the country. Mr. Shah said this while inaugurating various development works of Amul and NDDB in Anand, Gujarat on the occasion of completion of 4 years of the Ministry of Cooperation. He added that 2 lakh new PACs, Sakarita University, 3 cooperative societies related to the production and sale of food grains and 3 cooperative societies related to dairy, together will further strengthen the cooperative movement of the country.
परिसर में सभी सहकारी नेता आए हैं. मेरा आप सबसे अनुरोध है कि हमने पारदर्शिता, टेक्नोलॉजी का स्वीकार और केंद्र में हमारा सदस्य लाना, ये तीनों चीजों को बहुत मजबूती के साथ इस सहकारिता वर्ष में जमीन पर उतारना. जब तक पारदर्शिता नहीं होती, सहकारिता लंबा नहीं चलती.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman discussed various issues of bilateral cooperation, including collaboration across multiple sectors to further strengthen strategic partnerships during her meetings with BRICS counterparts in Rio de Janeiro last night. In her meeting with Russian Finance Minister Anton Sulenov on the sidelines of the BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting, she discussed issues of bilateral cooperation, particularly in the financial sector, as well as matters related to the New Development Bank. Ms. Sitharaman also met with Lan Fuan, Finance Minister of China, and emphasized that India and China are uniquely positioned to drive inclusive global growth and innovation as the two largest and fastest growing economies in the world. Kohima police said unidentified human skeleton remains was retrieved yesterday from Zi River downstream at Zero Point near Chedema. A press release from Superintendent of Police Kohima informed that the recovery operation was conducted following established procedures. After thorough inquest and post-mortem examination, the remains have been identified as belonging to a female aged approximately 25 to 30 years. The skeletal remains are currently secured at morgue facility of North Police Station, Kohima, pending identification. The Kohima Police has urgently appealed the public for assistance and to come forward if any individual or family has reported a person missing, particularly in connection to the Chedema area or the Zir River vicinity. Anyone with potentially relevant information is requested to immediately contact the North Police Station, Kohima, at the dedicated phone number at 700-59-86018. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Bochem, along with his team, undertook clearing of landslide debris at Bayava Colony below the Directorate of School Education, Kohima, today. He expressed gratitude to the Kohima Municipal Council for providing a JCB and a dumper. He also thanked advisor and MLA Dr. Kekre Lulia Hyome, PWD Mechanical, for provision of dumper, and Ward 2 Councillor Avilia Rio for arranging dumper and working lunch. Additionally, the DC expressed gratitude to Bayava Colony Youth, led by the Colony President, for providing manpower, Kohima's SDRF for manpower assistance, Power Department Kohima Division for their cooperation, Kohima DDMA for logistics support, and SDO Civil Sadar James Renby Kikon for his leadership and coordination. And Deputy Commissioner and Chairman DDMA Newland has restricted all activities along the rivers and streams in Newland due to persistent heavy rain and the risk of flash floods. In an advisory, the DC advised residents living near riverbanks, water bodies and low-lying areas to stay vigilant and evacuate to higher or safer areas in case of increase in water level. DDMA has appealed the public to take necessary precaution to prevent waterborne diseases as the risk of outbreak of disease increases in areas affected by flooding. Further, citizens are urged to follow safety precautions and report to respective area administrative officers through concerned village council in cases of loss of life and property. For assistance during emergency, one may contact State Emergency Operations Centre at 1070 toll-free number 0370-229-1120 or 22, State Disaster Response Force at 9366-819486 or 700-580-6182 and DDMA Newland at 700-5047510. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in 17th BRICS summit beginning tonight. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda says India's health policy today has moved on from curative treatment to preventive treatment. Union Minister Piyush Goyal stresses that India's free trade agreements will never come at the cost of national interests. And Union Minister Amit Shah says cooperative societies have an important contribution to economic development of the country. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.